Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us for the NCC podcast. God is doing so many great things in our community, and I trust that He's doing great things in your life as well. And I trust that God is going to speak to you through this message. Today we're going to go back into Deuteronomy chapter 30. Actually look at the exact same portion of scripture that we looked at last week, and we were in a series called Common Sense. We have put that to the side, and now we're going along the same idea and thought that we had last week of this concept of you choose. So for the next few weeks, you're going to be hearing us talk about this idea, you choose, you choose. There are choices that we have to make every day, and that's what Deuteronomy chapter 30 is really talking about here. In the scripture, Moses is speaking to the people of God, and this is what he tells them in verse 30, chapter 11. This command I am giving you today is not too difficult for you, and it is not beyond your reach. He's saying this is possible and it is necessary. Now listen, today I am giving you a choice between life and death, between prosperity and disaster. For I command you this day to love the Lord your God and to keep his commands, decrees, and regulations by walking in his ways. If you do this, you will live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are about to enter and occupy. Today, there it is for the second time. Come on, say it with me. Say today. That's right. Now, don't be bashful. I know you're sitting there around your kitchen table in your living room, or maybe you're still piled up in bed in your PJs, but we have got to participate. Just because we're not in the room together doesn't mean we can't lean in together. So say it with me. Come on, say today. Today, I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now, I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and committing yourself firmly to him. This is the key to your life. You see, this time and season that we find ourselves in right now with the coronavirus and what's happening all over the world, this is a season and a time where we must choose. And you've got to know that the choices that you make are the key to your life. That's what Moses said. Moses says, you are going to be presented with choices, and the choices that you make are the key to your life. And last week we talked about three choices that we have to make, and we talked about we have to choose faith over fear. We have to choose peace over panic. We have to choose helpfulness over hopelessness. And you know, as long as we are here on this earth, we are always going to be presented with a choice. And now, this is not a one-time choice. This is not an occasional choice. No, this is a daily choice that we have to make. As a matter of fact, Moses, once again, in this chapter that we just read, multiple times he says, today, because he's letting us know the choices that we make are daily choices. Today we have to choose. Tomorrow we will have to choose. The day after that we will have to choose. These are daily choices. And Jesus even told us himself that this would be true, that this would be the way of life. In John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus says, I have told you these things so that you may have peace in me. In this world, you will have trouble, but be brave. I have defeated the world. He says, in this world, you are going to have trouble. You are going to have trials. In this world, there is going to be difficulty, but be brave, but be courageous. We can make a different choice. You see, we can all experience God's peace. Every one of us can be brave and courageous. It is possible because of Jesus Christ. But hear me, we still have to choose. Yes, it is possible but we have to make the choice, and we have to make the choice today. Come on, we're going to talk about three things that we must choose today. Three things that we must choose today. Number one is this: we must choose to stay loyal. We must choose to stay loyal. Jesus, in Luke chapter 9, verse 23, he says this to the crowd: if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross daily, and follow me. You see, we don't just follow Jesus when the path is smooth and the challenges are minimal. No, my friends, we have signed up to follow Jesus all the days of our lives. Not just on the good days, not just on the easy days, not just on the fun days. We follow Jesus every single day. You know, I coached football for a number of years, and there were always guys on the team who would not show up all off-season long for any of our off-season workouts. And when we started our preseason practices, they were totally absent. But whenever picture day came around, oh, there they were, wanting their jersey to be there, sitting in the stands for that beautiful picture of our football team. And you think, oh, well, maybe they're going to jump in. Maybe they just were out of town this summer. Maybe they didn't know about preseason practice. They're there for picture day. But then you start practicing once school started, and you realize that, man, these guys are only coming to practice one day, and they're not even staying for the full day because they have to leave early to go to tutoring. But it never failed. It never failed that those guys never missed a game day. They never missed a pregame meal. And anytime we were going on a road trip, there they were with their bag, climbing on the bus with a big smile. Do you know what we called those guys as coaches? We called those guys chicken eaters and banner breakers, because that's what they were there for. They were there for the pregame meal chicken, and they were there to bust through that banner. Oh, they were going to be the first one to bust through that banner and run out onto the field so everybody could see them, but they did not show up to practice. Listen, we don't want to be those guys. We don't want to be people that just show up on game day, that just show up under the spotlight, that just show up in the big time and the good days. That's not what we want to be. No, instead, we want to be people that show up every day, that follow Jesus every day, that carry our cross today. Jesus says this in John chapter 8, verse 31. He said to the people who believed in him, he says, "You are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings." You are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teaching. Now, it doesn't say remain faultless. It just says remain faithful. This doesn't mean that you have to be perfect. This just means that you are submitted to the process that brings about your progress. You see, as you continue to embrace the teachings of Jesus, your life will continually be transformed. Because as you lean into the words of Jesus, as you lean into the teachings of Jesus, and you embrace those teachings in your life, the Holy Spirit begins to work on the inside of you. And this is what the Holy Spirit will produce in your life. The Bible says, Galatians chapter 5, the Holy Spirit will produce this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You see, Paul, the guy who's writing this letter, he would be maybe more known, you hear his name, the Apostle Paul. Paul was a leader in the early church, and Paul's life had not been a smooth path, okay? His journey was not one that's always up and to the right, if you would. No, Paul talks about the challenges and the trials that he went through. And a lot of these you can actually read about in 2 Corinthians 11. And he starts talking about how many times he was beaten with rods, and he was stoned, and he was whipped, and he was shipwrecked three times and spent a whole night at sea. He was thrown into prison. He talks about being without food and without water and shivering in the cold and not having enough. But this is what Paul did. He remained faithful. He stayed loyal to the Lord Jesus. He continued to carry his cross. And as we look at his life, we say, that's what I want to do as well. I don't want to just follow Jesus in the good times. I want to follow Jesus all the time. I want to remain faithful. I want to stay loyal. And you see, that's a choice that we have to make today. Here's the second choice that we have to make. After we choose to stay loyal, we have to choose to speak life. We have to choose to speak life. The Bible says in Proverbs 18, verse 21, your tongue has the power of life and death. Your tongue, the words that come out of your mouth are powerful. They contain the power of life and death. I love the way the Message translation says this verse. It says, words kill and words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. You see, there it is again. This is a choice that you have to make. Are you going to choose to speak death? Are you going to choose to speak life? I love this quote from Napoleon Hill that says, think twice before you speak, because your words and influence will plant the seed of either success or failure in the mind of another. So you got to be careful the words that you say to your family members. You got to be careful the words that you say to your friends. You got to be careful about the words that you put out on social media. But you also need to be careful of the words that you speak to yourself, because just as those words are planting seeds in others, those words are doing the same within you. They are planting seeds within you, seeds of success or either seeds of failure. So I like to say it this way: let your daily direction be determined by your daily declaration. Let your daily direction be determined by your daily declaration. You see, you need to set the course of your day by what you speak out of your mouth. That's why we have this declaration that we just said it a moment ago, and we say it every Sunday at North Point. And we put our hand over our heart, because that's where it really comes from. It comes from a heart that believes, I am a child of God. I am loved, adored, and accepted by my Father in heaven. I am forgiven and I am free. Sin has no hold on me. Jesus set me free from the power of sin. And we continue in that declaration. Why? Because we are reminding ourselves and we are setting the direction of our day that we are going to live in this truth. We are not going to live in the lie of the enemy. We are going to live in this avenue of faith. We are not going to wallow around in this fear and anxiety. No, we are setting our direction through our declaration. But now let's be honest. Sometimes what happens is we begin to speak from what is around us and not what is within us. We begin to speak from the news that we are receiving. We begin to speak from what we're hearing our family members say. We begin to speak from what is around us. We're not speaking from the spirit that is within us. In Romans chapter 8, verse 6, the scripture says this: so letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. And death here is just separation from God. Whenever we begin to speak out of our natural mind, we begin to speak out of our own opinions, out of our own perspectives, we begin to speak out of our fleshly desires, selfish ambitions. When we begin to speak from that place, we are not flowing and speaking with the mind of God. And so there's a separation. But, the scripture says, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. Now, I don't know about you, but I want life and I want peace. Well, if I want life and peace, I see the scripture tells me I've got to let the Holy Spirit control my mind. In verse 9, it says, but you are not controlled by the sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. And remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them do not belong to him at all. So what is that saying? That's saying if you have put your faith and trust in God and you have believed in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you need to be confident in the fact that his Spirit is on the inside of you. And so we don't need to speak from what is around us. No, we need to speak from the place of power of the Spirit of God that is on the inside of us. You see, whenever you let your sinful nature control your mind, that sinful nature will also control your mouth. And wherever your mind goes, your mouth follows. So if we can get our mind right, we can get our mouth right. And if we can get our mouth right, we can begin to get our life right. You see, he's drawing a powerful connection here between what we think and what we say and the direction and the course of our life. I love what Joyce Meyer says. She says, words are powerful. If you change your words, you can change your life. And that's what the scripture is telling us. It's saying, hey, don't think the old way. Don't think according to your old nature. Think according to the Spirit, that Spirit that is on the inside of you. Think according to that Spirit. Speak according to that Spirit. And then you will begin to live according to that Spirit in life and in peace. But, you know, sometimes we get in cycles and we get in routines and we've had bad habits of speaking things over our lives. And sometimes people live in defeat because of what they repeat. We live in defeat because of what we repeat. And whenever we speak death, we live in defeat. But when we begin to speak life, we can begin to live in victory. I want you to look right at me and zero in right now. It is hard to conquer when you complain. It is hard to win when you whine. It is hard to build a new life whenever you are blaming others for the life that you are currently living. You see, we have to make sure that what is coming out of our mouth is in alignment with the Spirit of God. We are not going to find victory. We are not going to overcome. We are not going to conquer whenever we are complaining and whining and blaming and speaking negativity and death. No, 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 no. We've got to change what we are saying out of our mouths. And that is a choice that you make today. It doesn't matter what you said yesterday. You can make a different choice today. It doesn't matter what you said a year ago. You can make a different choice today. And today we choose to begin to speak life. I love what David says in the book of Psalms chapter 19. And the Bible says this about David, that he was a man after his own heart. So there are things that we can learn from David's life. And this is what David says. He says, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Once again, we see the connection of the words of our mouth and then the meditation of our heart, the meditation of our soul, the thoughts that are in our mind. Those two things are connected. And David says, I want to make sure that my thoughts and my words are pleasing to you, O Lord. Do you know how you can make sure that your thoughts and your words are pleasing to God whenever those thoughts and words are filled with life, when those thoughts and words are filled with faith, whenever you begin to speak life over your life? That's what we have to do right now in this season. There is so much negativity out there, so much anxiety out there, so many unknowns and uncertainties. We got to speak what we do know. And listen to what David says. David says, oh Lord, my rock and my redeemer. You see, the Lord is the redeemer. He is the one that saves, but he's not just the one that saves. He is also your rock. It means he is the one that sustains. The Lord will save you and the Lord will sustain you. The Lord is your rock. He is your foundation. He is your fortress. He is the place where you know that even though the winds blow and the rain and the storm comes, you will not be moved and you will not be shaken, because your Lord and your Savior and your God is a firm foundation. He is a rock that you can put your trust and your hope into each and every day. And so because he is our Lord, and because he is our Savior, and because he is our rock, we can stand confidently and we can speak life over our life. Now let's get into the third thing that we have to do. This is the third choice we have to make after we choose to stay loyal and to speak life. Here's the last thing that we have to choose. We have to choose to shine light. We have to shine light. Matthew chapter 5, this is what Jesus says. He says, "You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." You see, people need the light of hope. They need the light of peace and joy and encouragement. They need that light more than ever before. And just because we can't meet together in large groups doesn't mean that our light cannot shine. No, instead, let me just give you a couple ideas of how you can let your light shine in our current situation and circumstance. Let your light shine through sending text message prayers to friends and family members. Man, there are people in my life who write out prayers and text me those prayers. I cannot tell you what that does for me. Whenever I receive those text message, those prayers that are in the text message, man, it does so much for me. And guess what? You can do that for others right now. You can let your light shine through encouraging phone calls. Pick up the phone. Call some friends, call some family members, call your neighbors, and just encourage them. What does it mean to encourage them? Give them some of the courage and the hope that is in you. And when you take the courage that is in you, because you know that God is on the throne, and you know he is our protector, and you know he is our provider, and you know that he's a God who can make a way where there seems to be no way, and you know that he is a healer, when you know these things, then you can take that courage that is in you, and you can give that courage to other people, and they need it right now. So make that phone call and shine your light today. You can also let your light shine through giving to causes in our community. Man, right now we are meeting so many needs in our community right now through feeding students and all the different things that we are doing to take care of our community during this time. And you know what? You can let your light shine by giving your time, or by giving your finances to making sure that the needs in our community are met. You can let your light shine. You can also let your light shine through social media right now. Come on, we all know as we scroll through social media, man, there's so much doom and gloom, and there's so much hate, and there's so much division, and there's so much. You can let your light shine right now by saying some positive things. You can let your light shine right now by sharing some of the things that are coming out from North Point. You can let your light shine by posting us and tagging us of some of the takeaways that you're getting from our 7-on-7 every night. Every night, 7 p.m., the 7-minute devotional that we're doing. You can share that. You can comment on that. You can let other people know about what is blessing and encouraging your life right now. And when you do that, what are you doing? You are letting your light shine into the world. You see, you are the only one that can put your light under a basket. Come on, the coronavirus can't do it. Government mandates can't do it. The enemy can't do it. You are the only one that can choose to put your lamp under a basket. But this is what Jesus said. Jesus said, "You are." Come on, say that. Say, "I am." Say it. "I am the light of the world." That's what Jesus said. He didn't say you might, possibly, could be one day. He said, "You are. You are the light of the world." Watch this. "A city on a hill that cannot," come on, say cannot, "cannot. You cannot be hidden. This is what Jesus said. It doesn't matter what other people say. Jesus said, you are the light of the world and you are shining so brightly. You're like a city on a hill that cannot be hidden unless you choose to put your lamp under a basket. You see, whenever you shine your light of love, when you shine your light of faith, when you shine your light of generosity, when you shine your light of positivity and your light of courage, whenever you shine your light, then you are causing people to see the goodness and the faithfulness of God. You are filling people's lives with peace and with hope, which will cause them to say, thank God. It's exactly what the scripture says. They will give thanks and praise to God. Why did they give thanks and praise? They give thanks and praise because you decided you were going to shine your light today. So let your light shine. Don't allow the current situation and circumstances to take your lamp off of the stand. People need to see your light more than ever before. Now, there's a story in Acts chapter 16 as we close today. In Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas, now Paul, we were talking about him a little bit earlier. He was a leader there in the early church, and Paul was preaching on the street, doing miracles, and a mob began to form because they didn't like what was happening. And the Bible says that Paul and Silas were thrown into prison. Not only thrown into prison, they were beaten severely, and they weren't just put in with the other prisoners. The Bible says that they were thrown all the way into the inner dungeon. And at about midnight, Paul and Silas begin to pray, and they begin to sing worship songs to God. And the Bible says that there was a great earthquake, and the ground began to shake. And all of a sudden, the shackles that were holding Paul and Silas fell off. But not only their shackles, the shackles of all of those that were in the prison fell off as well. And the door of the prison flung open. And the jailer wakes up, who had been commissioned by the authorities to make sure that Paul and Silas do not escape. All of a sudden, he wakes up and the prison door is open, and he's terrified, and he thinks that all of the prisoners have escaped, including Paul and Silas. And the Bible says that he pulled out his sword and he was about to kill himself. And in that moment, Paul cries out and he says, hey, don't do it. We're all in here. Don't make another move. The jailer goes in there and he finds Paul and Silas, and there's this beautiful moment when the jailer looks at Paul and he says, what must I do to be saved? And Paul says this. He says, you need to believe in the Lord Jesus. You see, this was so much bigger than Paul's situation. This was about the jailer's salvation, because it was in that moment that the jailer decided to put his hope and faith in Jesus Christ. Now, we could just look at Paul and we could say, wow, he was in a terrible situation, man. He was dealing with some really tough circumstances. Wow, he didn't deserve that. Oh, man. But you see, it wasn't just about his situation. It was about somebody else's salvation. That's why it's so important, the choices that you make today. When you make the choice to stay loyal, to keep carrying your cross and following Jesus, even in the days of trouble and even in the days of trial, it's so important that we make the choice to keep speaking life, that we choose to sing instead of sulk, that we choose to pray instead of having a pity party, that we choose to speak life and faith over our futures. And it's so important that we continue to shine our light even in the inner dungeon moments of life. You see, because Paul stayed loyal and because Paul kept speaking life and believing the best, and because Paul continued to shine his light, lives were changed. And can I tell you that if you will continue to make those choices every day, if you will stay loyal, if you will speak life, and if you will shine your light, lives will be changed, even in the midst of the coronavirus chaos. Lives will be changed. You see, we have a mission here at North Point Community Church. Come on, you know this mission. Say it with me. Creating Christ-centered, culture-changing community. Creating Christ-centered, culture-changing community. What does that look like? It looks like people who are committed to making three choices every day. I will stay loyal. I will remain faithful. I will carry my cross today. Looks like people who are saying, I'm going to speak life. I'm going to choose not to buy into the negativity and the fear and the anxiety. I'm going to continue to believe that the best is yet to come. I'm going to continue to speak life. I'm going to make sure that the meditation of my heart and the words of my mouth are pleasing to the Lord. I'm going to make sure that I'm standing on that firm foundation of Christ and I'm speaking life from that place of courage and confidence. People today in our world, they need you. They need you to shine your light today. See, that's what creating Christ-centered culture-changing community really looks like. It looks like people who are committed to making those three choices every day. See, I want to challenge you. Make those choices today. Make those choices on Monday. Make those choices on Tuesday. And although we find ourselves in this great unknown, come on, there is one thing that we know. We know that if we will keep shining our light, God will use us to be a light in other people's darkness. And that's what we are at North Point Community Church. Come on, we have talked so much in these last few months that we are the inn. We are the inn at the crossroads of life. And many people, they are coming to the crossroads of life. They are coming to the crossroads of not knowing what the future holds. They are at the crossroads of their finances, crossroads of their marriage, crossroads of the uncertainty. They are at the crossroads. And what do they need to find? They need to find the inn. And they need to find an inn full of innkeepers who say, we are here. And we are making a choice. We are staying loyal. We are speaking life. And we are shining our light so that we can make an impact right where we are today. I know that's who you are. And I know that's the choice that you are going to make in the season that we find ourselves in. Come on, can we pray as we close today? Father, today we are so thankful for your goodness and your grace. God, we find our strength in you. We find our hope in you. We find our salvation and our security in you and in you alone. And it's because you are our rock and our redeemer. It is because you are our savior and our sustainer that we can have hope for our future. Father, right now, we realize that we have a choice to make. We have to choose today whether we will stay loyal and carry our cross or whether we're going to quit. We have a choice to make today. Are we going to speak life and faith or are we going to speak negativity and fear? We have a choice to make in this moment. Are we going to shine our light or are we going to hide our light under the basket? No, God, today as North Point Community Church, as people who are committed and dedicated to creating a Christ-centered, culture-changing community, today we are saying, no, we will choose wisely. We will choose the path that you have called us to walk down. We will choose you. We will choose to be that blessing. We will choose to follow your will and to follow your way. We will make that choice. Come on, if that's you right now, right there where you are, just tell yourself right now, that is my choice today. I choose. Come on, just tell yourself, I choose to stay loyal. I choose to speak life and I choose to shine my light. In Jesus' name we pray, Amen, 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 amen. Hey, thank you so much for joining us for Church Online. Hey, we want you to stay connected to our community. So make sure you share this message. Make sure you let people know about what's going on online through social media. We want to stay connected with you because we know that even though we can't meet together, nothing can break up community. We can stay connected, continuing to lean into relationship and lean into Jesus together. We'll see you soon.
We hope you've enjoyed this message. If so, hit the subscribe button so you can hear more. For more information on how to connect with NCC, visit ncc.tv.